because he's crippled and his leg wasn't set back right, you know. He couldn't, you know, get about the farm. In them days you had to do a lot of walking the farm, you know, you couldn't ride a tractor, you didn't have them.
Sure. How long did it take to get to Knoxville on a wagon?
I think they'd go and leave here early and maybe they'd camp somewhere and it'd take a day or over, something over a day, yeah, I guess. I know they'd be gone nearly a week. Mm-hmm.
How were the roads set up then when you were a boy? Was this this highway here a road?
It was just an old dirt road, and you get so muddy you couldn't get over it, and you went out through this hole here in the mountain and went out and come out way over in Pigeon Forge across two mountains to get out of here. This sure road down here was just built about not in the 20s. It's finished up and kindly, I first just had a road, one-way road down through there. You had places you could pass. I think that started about 1920. I know my granddad worked a lot down there. A lot of it was free work, and then a lot of it they'd give people contracts, you know, to build chauffeur and somebody else. And the way they done that, they took these old hammers, you know, take hand drilled, somebody'd hold the steel, you know. You can see down there yet on that road if you just know where to look. Where they put them dynamite in there, you know, and they just shoot it off even, and still part of the old rail hole still in
right?
through them rocks.
Is that right?
That's the way they built the first.
Did they have a name for that place where they go through the mountains? Was that called something?
Mean through the old road?
Yeah.
Well, this is Cold Mountain, and you went on through and then another little back cove over there, they called the Little Cove, because it was less than this one, and then you went across the Pine Mountain, and then come out over there to right where that Apple Tree Inn is, over there in the Butler Place, right below Pigeon Forge, where you come out.
Imagine the bridges weren't very good either.
You had to cross the creek, used to, you know. It's a long time across the river down there for years.
Is that right there, Ford?
And I think these first bridges, it would tell on them old bridges, they must have been built in the late teens, right along there somewhere.
Now, was Pigeon Forge called that because it got its name for the...
No, I don't know. I hear it, but I don't remember what Pigeon Forge got its name.
Uh-huh.
Pigeon Forge, when I first was a boy and go out there, we'd go out there to flour mill. Pigeon Forge was all on yon side of the river.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's all on this side of the river next to the highway.
Now,
there wasn't nothing much on this side of the river, on the dwelling house. No business place as much as all on the other side. There's three stores over there right together on the other side of the river, and then that old water mill, you know, and they ground wheat, flour, meal there on that, and people in here had to go there to the flour mill, you know, to get their wheat grain.
You were going to tell me now about your father's side of the family. Let's go all the way back to 1790. You said they came in 1790. Just go ahead from there and tell me where, and you know where they came from in 1794? When they came
Now let's see. I'd have to.
Just as best as you would
call. I don't know whether they come from North Carolina. North Carolina, you see, took in a big territory here back then. It even took in Boyd's Creek and the lower end of the county.
Uh-huh.
But the biggest part of these people come from North Carolina. And I don't know where the Crowsons come from North Carolina. I've seen somewhere where they did come from.
Okay.
But I just wouldn't be positive about it.
Okay. Now, tell me what you can recall about those, about the Crowsons, the Crowson family.
Well, now let me get something in here. Give you a little more.